Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of feeding a hungry person. You know, this is a virtue that has been mentioned and alluded to in the Holy Quran in a number of places. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: they give food for the love of Him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner, saying, "We feed you only for the sake of Allah. We do not want any reward from you, nor any thanks." And in another place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: or feeding the needy on a day of starvation, or an orphan among relatives, or a needy man in desolation. So in general, the Holy Quran, it encourages this virtue. You know, it considers it a good trait for a believer. And, you know, a lot of people say that, well, I don't want to give money to a poor person. How do I know he's not using it for drugs or, you know, for some other vice? You know, well, you know, we can avoid this, you know, by giving that poor person, you know, some food, so that he doesn't, misuse the charity they were giving him. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he speaks about this virtue. He says, "The nourishment of the body is food, whilst the nourishment of the soul is feeding others." And in another place, Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "That which you yourself eat gets consumed, whereas that which you feed others diffuses," which kind of implies and alludes to the benediction in that sustenance. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily Allah loves the feeding of food to others and the spilling of blood," which could be an allusion to an offering of a sacrifice. It could also be a reference to, giving one's blood for the sake of Allah, you know, becoming a martyr, a shaheed. It could be interpreted in any one of those two ways. And finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "One of the things which gives one obligatory entrance into paradise and forgiveness is feeding a starving person." Then he went on to recite the verse of Allah in the Holy Quran: or feeding the needy on a day of starvation. And he also said, "Verily the commander of the faithful resembled the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most in the way that he ate. He used to eat bread, vinegar, and olive oil, and feed others bread and meat." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of feeding the hungry person in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل